Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, that wonderful series sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted at OU.org, in which we investigate in each podcast one of the aliyot of the current week's parasha. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and I'm back to study with you this week's parasha, Parashat Vayikra, which parenthetically, in normal years, in non-leap years, almost always comes out just before Pesach. So it gives us an opportunity to get ourselves involved in Torat Kohanim. I'll explain that phrase in a moment. Just before we get to one of the pinnacles of the year, vis-a-vis our own awareness and conscientiousness of and consciousness of the Korbanot. And that is that the Sefer Vayikra, which is named like every one of the names of the books of Chumash, after the first significant word, in this case the very first word of the Chumash, Vayikra El Moshe, but substance-wise was referred to by Chazal already as Torat Kohanim. Indeed, the name, or one of the names, for the chief Midrash Halacha, halachic exegesis, exegetical work, on Sefer Vayikra is known as Torat Kohanim, or Sifra, and the Torat Kohanim, by the way, was known as the most significant work of exegetical Midrash. Indeed, the commentaries on the Sifra bear witness to that, the fact that the multiple versions and, shall we say, editions of it bear witness to the fact. There have been some wonderful critical editions that have come out recently, in the past 50 years of the Sifra, and makes for really the best source of, or the best way of sort of getting acclimated to Midrash Halacha. Indeed, the very famous Midrash of Rabbi Yishmael, the famous Bright of the Rabbi Yishmael, in which he presents the 13 exegetical rules that are mentioned in, typically in davening at the end of the, section before Pesukei Dezimra, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rishloshu Emidot, etc., is really the introduction to the Sifra. And if you look in any edition of the Sifra, you'll find it at the beginning in a far more expanded form than that which you find in the Sidur. Each one of the hermeneutical rules is given an example. In any case, we will discuss a little bit more over the course of our study this week of Parashat Vayikra, some of the overall nuances of the Sefer, but it's up to us right now to plunge directly into the Sefer. Vayikra El Moshe, the Vav of Vayikra, is a little bit odd, and the entire first Pasuk is a little bit odd, because it should have been Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Me'o Hamoed. Vayikra El Moshe gives us the impression that we are picking up immediately from the very end of Sefer Shmot. And the end of Sefer Shmot, of course, was a mention that the Anan, the cloud, indicating the divine presence, was resting on the Mishkan, that the Shekhinah had returned to Yisrael, and then Vayikra El Moshe, because the entire purpose of the Mishkan was to have a place for Hashem to continue to communicate with Moshe and continue the process begun at Tap Har Sinai. And so as such, Vayikra El Moshe, he then summoned Moshe, Vayidaber Adonai Elav Me'o Hamoed Lemor. And indeed, every bit of Sefer Vayikra, with the likely exclusion of the last couple chapters of Parshat Bahar and Mechukotai, were given to Moshe not at Har Sinai, but rather in Ohel Moed, leading to the famous dispute between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether everything was first given at Har Sinai and then repeated in Ohel Moed, or whether these pieces were given first in Ohel Moed in the Mishkan. In any case, what is the first thing that he says? He speaks to Moshe in Ohel Moed about how to worship in Ohel Moed. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Adonai. If one among you shall come close and bring close a korban, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon takriv et korbanchem. Now, how to parse this sentence is not exactly clear. Do we read it? If a man shall bring from among you a korban, min ha-behema, and if he wants to bring it from the animals, then your choices are bakar and tzon. Or are we saying if he wants to bring a korban, then he should bring a behema, meaning bakar v'tzon? Unclear. Either way, it translates into the same thing, that there are other options, as we will see in the next Aliyah, and we'll see further on in the parasha. But for right now, what we'll read is that if a person wants to bring a korban, then he should bring it min ha-behema, which then divides into bakar and son. Behema now refers to all mammals. Min ha-bakar, min ha-son, from the herd or from the flock, takrivu et korbanchem. That's where you should bring your korbanot, and you will find, of course, that in this pasuk, as happens throughout the Torah, there is a mixture of second person and third person. There's a mixture of singular and plural. Ki yakriv mikem, if he shall bring from among you in the plural, and then in the plural, you shall bring your korbanot. Now, im ola korbanot min habakar. And the fork here is a little bit strange because it really should have said im min habakar hu makriv and then im ola. But we're starting out with the assumption that he's bringing an ola. In other words, why is this person bringing a korban? He's bringing a korban for the simple purpose that he wants to come close to God. He doesn't want to have a meal, doesn't want to have a barbecue, didn't do anything wrong. He just wants to come close to God. And as such, this entire chapter is understood as a chapter about nidava, about a voluntary offering. And that's how Sefer Vayikra begins. Indeed, in the Torah Kodim, it's called Parshat Nidava, or Parshat Dinidava. Im ola korbano min habakar. So if this animal is from the herd, zachar tamim yakriveno. The first thing is it has to be male, it has to be tamim, which means without blemish. El petach ha-moed yakrivoto, he should bring it to the front of the door, meaning in front of ha-moed, lirtsono lifnei Adonai. Now lirtsono, remember the word ratzon in early parts of Tanakh means favor or grace. In other words, if he brings it properly, it will be accepted favorably before Hashem. Now the fact that it's lifnei Hashem means it's going to be facing towards the door. V'samach yado al rosh ha'olah, meaning in front of the petach ha-mishkan. V'samach yado al rosh ha'olah. The next thing is he should put his hand on the top of the head of the olah. V'nirtza lo l'chaper olah. Then it will be accepted as a kapara. Now what's odd here, of course, is that this fellow has not done anything wrong. There is no context in which he's done a sin that he needs kapara. So the notion is that everybody needs kapara for daily things that we do, that we neglect, what you may, and therefore Chazal say that this korban is brought as a kapara for mitzvot asei that were not properly fulfilled. V'shachat et ben ha-bakar lifnei Adonai. So v'samach v'shachat, we learn from there the halacha, take if the smicha shchita, you have to do the shchita immediately after doing the smicha, and by the way, there is no demand here that a kohen be the one that does the shechita. He shechts this cow, or this steer, it's a steer actually, in front of Hashem. Again, that means Mizrach, v'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim et adam, and now b'nei Aaron come in, and they are the ones who bring the dam close, which means they're going to have to receive the dam, mikabala ve'lach mitzvat kuna, they have to receive the dam, and then they have to bring it to the Mizbeach, v'zarku et adam ala Mizbeach saviv, and they should throw the dam, literally, around the Mizbeach, asher patacho amoed, which Mizbeach, the one that's outside. So far nothing's gone inside, and nothing will go inside. No one's going to go inside as part of this avodah. It's all on the outside in the courtyard. Then what happens? V'fshita ta'ola, then he should flay the ola, v'nitach ota lintacheha, and then cut it up into pieces, what we refer to as flay and fillet. V'natnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach. In the meantime, the kohanim should put fire on the mizbeach, v'yachu ha-etzim al ha-eish, and put wood on the fire, v'yachu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim et ha-tachim, and then they should lay the pieces of the animal out on the wood, et ha-rosh, v'et ha-pader, which is part of the digestive, v'al ha-etzim asher al ha-eish asher al ha-mizbeach, v'kibo chrav yichatz pamayim, and then you take the innards and you wash them in water, and then put it all up on the Mizbeach. Ola. Why? Because it's an Ola. Yishereach nechoach l'adonai. For a fine scent to God. The next option we're given in this parak is, continuing from Pasuk Gimel, Imola korbano min ha-bakar, now it's v'minatzon korbano. If he gives it instead from the flock. Minakvasim or minayizim, he could bring it from lambs or from goats. Le'ola, zachar tamim ha-kubano. Again, male, again, tamim. V'shachat oto al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafona. And now we find out something new that we're going to apply to the first part, which is to the bakar, which is that you shecht it on the northern corner of the Mizbeach, Lifnei Adonai, which means now it's going to be that, and this becomes the rule for all Kodshe Kodshim, starting with all Olot, have to be Shachtar on the north hemisphere of the Azara, or of the Chatzer. Again, Zrikat Adam, and again, the same procedure that we saw about taking the pieces and cutting them up and putting them on the wood. Again, washing those in water. Absolutely repeat. The only new information that we get here is Tzafon. The only new information that we had in the other one was about smicha, that we didn't have smicha here, and also about the flaying of the animal, and we put them together, and we see that in both cases, both hafshet and nituach are necessary, but also smicha is necessary, and also tzafon is necessary. So these two parshiot inform each other, and we will pause at this point because this is the end of the first Aliyah, but one little footnote, which we're going to pick up later on in the parasha, is a fabulous Ramban in Pasuk Tet, in which Ramban presents the opinion of the Rambam as far as what the whole idea of Korbanot is. The Ramban attacks it, and then the Ramban presents his own understanding of Korbanot, and that's indeed something we will touch on in the next podcast and look at the second Aliyah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.